Theme 2. A prime. Now, maybe the significance of what I said earlier is starting to grow and become greater, and that is that the real action of this movement is not in the lyric themes, which are pretty, but the real action of the theme, of the movement rather, is in the D-sharp drum taps, this transitional material, and these unexpected harmonic implications that throw us way beyond where we're supposed to be, ultimately will cause huge problems with the structure and form of this movement and utterly confuse the critic who couldn't figure out why things were being repeated in the first movement. Now, following theme two, we have a series of events that we call the cadence material, that is the closing material that will bring this exposition to its conclusion. And a bit of an examination of that material is also important because Beethoven's going to continue this game of developing thematic ideas. Cadence material, part one, the cadence theme, aha and yo. The mysterious and then ambiguous D-sharp of measure 10 is at least partially explained. It is now part of a cadence theme which helps to redirect the harmony back to D major. Yet we had no real understanding why we were hearing those D-sharps before. Now what Beethoven does is he takes the drum tap D-sharps and actually incorporates them into a closing theme, a theme that will be associated with endings. That theme sounds like this. Now the D-sharp at least doesn't come out of the blue. Now he's given the D-sharp some thematic reason to be, a thematic home of its very own. Aren't you touched? And that's a nice move by Beethoven, reinterpreting what had been an isolated event into a clearly expressed thematic event. So at least the D-sharps have a home to live in thematically. Part two of this cadence material, the vigorous, explosive tutti passage from the opening of the bridge. Ya-yum-bum-bum. Here returns in a version firmly rooted in D major. And part three of the cadence material, a grand and joyful violin cello dialogue based on the ascending first motive of theme two, I'll show you this in a minute, brings the orchestral exposition to its conclusion. The music quiets in anticipation of the soloist's entrance. Let us listen, please, from measure 64, that is the beginning of the cadence material through the entry of the solo violin. Please be aware of those D-sharps, now part of a theme, and let us also notice this marvelous violin cello dialogue that brings the exposition to its conclusion.